Philip Semple, PA. These urgent care. Today's date is 06/08/2022. Dictation is for Miss Rebecca Earls. Earls spells, correction, Earls. Earls spells E-A-R-L-S. Rebecca spells R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Date of birth is 03/25/1972. This is a 50-year-old female heir with a rash. said rash is itchy. She stated she has a history of fungus infection and rashes similar. She said rashes located in her groin area, on her abdomen, and below her breast, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. She denies headache. Next line, patient denies polyuria, polydipsia. She states that she's been taking her medication for her sugar, but did not take it today, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 111 over 80. Pulse 86, respiration 18, temperature 98.4, period. Next paragraph, skin. Erythematous macule, scaly surface, discreetly distributed under her breasts, under trunk, her waistline. There is no boils, no tracking, no bleeding or discharge, no fluctuance. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is diabetes type 2 with poor control. Assessment number three is Tina Curis. Number two is Tina Curis. Number three is Tina Corporis. Patient had a discussion about these conditions, and this may be due to poorly controlled diabetes. Or a finger stick was done today. Her sugar was 444. She was advised to go to the emergency room for aggressive intervention to bring her sugar down, as this could be very dangerous and could promote poor healing of her fungal infection, period. She says she understands and will comply. However, she requests for the medication we usually give her, ketoconazole and diflucan, and says she wants to try that for the rash, but will go into the emergency room for elevated glucose, period. Patient, next paragraph, patient was prescribed the following. Ketoconazole topical, 2% cream. She will apply BID for 14 days. Number one tube. Next medication, diflucan, 150 milligrams. 1 PO daily for 5 days. Number five. Patient requested refill of the diflucan. She was advised that for her to get a refill, we have to do some labs to check her liver status. She says she will return to have labs drawn, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She says she will go to the emergency room to address her elevated glucose. End of the patient.